I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty. The people around me can speak for themselves, because...
We are iSnark! Bum-ba-da-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum!
iSnark! You snark! We all snark for the iSnark!
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Litter guys drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark
this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark,
lift high
the roaring snark proclaim.
What the snark?
Brian Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by Freeze Pops, the cigarette that tastes good. And now, a Freeze Pop a day helps keep the blockage away from his mental block. Brian Michael Page.
Why, hello, and welcome to our 176th installment of the radio version of I Snark. Ich bin Brian Michael Zeiter. I hope I pronounced my German right. How about Pig Latin? Ich be inbre, einbre, eichelme, eitze. Or in the Ubby Dubby language first introduced by the hit PBS show for kids back in the 70s, Zoom. Ubbik bubbin, brabayabin, mabaykabal, zabaytaba. You know, with all the different languages that Mass has been translated in, and all the whack jobs that are determined to screw up the Mass in epic proportions, I'm surprised someone didn't come up with a translation into Ubby Dubby, at least in time for the Roman Missal's second typical edition in 1975.
No.
That's impossible to do.
Well, you wanted the Mass in Ubby Dubby, right?
Yeah, but there's one problem, you see. The Mass was written in Latin, so you have to translate not from English to Ubby Dubby, but from Latin to Ubby Dubby.
Oh, so it should be something like this. Abin nubby nubby nubby, papa trubbies. Abut fubby lubby lubby. Abit spubby ribby tubby subby tubby.
Abba mubbin. By the way, don't do that at church. One of the beauties of not smoking anymore is that I chew on something that tastes a lot better. Freeze Pops. They taste better than cigarettes, and I can get a box of 100 Freeze Pops for less than half the Rhode Island price of a deck of 20 cigarettes. Well, in Missouri, maybe a little over half the price. Let me tell you this little story about how bad taxes are up here. This is why I say the Rhode Island price as opposed to Missouri price, okay? In October of 2004, I had a music director position interview in Springfield, Missouri, largest city of the Ozarks. So I figured I'd make a family trip of it. We packed up the conversion van. Yeah, we had this big 1995 Dodge conversion van. And we drove the 2,900-mile round trip. 9 states, one way. As we got down Interstate 44 in Missouri, we made a stop in a city called Rolla, R-O-L-L-A. It's about halfway between St. Louis and Springfield. Picked out at the McDonald's, and we went to the gas station up the street, filled up, bought 2 cartons of smokes. Pall Mall filters for me, Newports for the wife. And was charged $55 for the 2 cottons. Okay, mind you, this was 2004. Now, up here in Rhode Island in 2004, they were charging $55 just for 1 cotton. Now it's more like $70-$80 a cotton, translating to $7-$8 a deck, since there's 10 decks to a cotton. So now 100 Freeze Pops for $3.33 sounds a hell of a lot better than a deck of 20 cigarettes for $8. And recently, we got 200 Freeze Pops at BJ's for $7. We bought 2 boxes at $7 each. Therefore, Freeze Pops are 10 times more economical than cigarettes. I proved it. Later on in today's show, we'll be continuing what you will be doing at church, starting with the first Sunday of Advent this year. But first, we'll have the music we sang last Sunday at Mass. Abaf dubber dubbis mubbisubbich. Bill Bubby Babak. Coming up, this is Joey the Jerk. Later on in our show, you'll be learning how to say I believe, consubstantial, incarnate, and much more. Keep your mitts off that mouth. Don't do this at church. Oh, and in all fairness, don't do this either. Double mummy numbers, bubble mummy scaboom. I bet kaboom's bubby rubby tubby tubby wubble.
Krakowska, kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Boom, boom, boom.
Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christos Vincent promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Time for another session of
In What We Have Done and In What We're Going to Do.
Well, here's a segment we haven't done in quite a while. Not since being sacked from Heilige Geistkirche nearly 4 years ago. In case you couldn't understand what Seamus' alien friends were saying, the name of this segment is In What We Have Done and In What We're Going to Do. In this clip, we not only run through the music we did last Sunday, but we give you a quick idea of what's going to be going on next Sunday. So,
What We Have Done.
Well, last Sunday was the 21st Sunday of Ordinary Time. Our opening hymn at Sacred Heart was a hymn tune I haven't gotten to do since the fall of 2005. And I'll give you an explanation of why after we roll this tape. Roll them.
Oh,
The hymn, Christ Has Made the Sure Foundation. The tune, Westminster Abbey, adapted from an anthem by Henry Purcell. The explanation as to why this is the first time I've gotten to use it in 6 years? Well, you see, back when I was at the Geistkirche, we had the OCP missile and Muzak issue, just like most of the diocese had and still has. Thankfully, we don't. Only we managed to avoid most of the music that's even scarier than Grandpa's dentures. In the fall of 2005, I had taught the people that exact hymn, Christ Has Made the Sure Foundation, to Westminster Abbey. And when the 2006 Muzak issue came in, I was appalled to see that they deleted Christ Has Made the Sure Foundation and another hymn that I had taught right around that same time, Come My Way, My Truth, My Life. Only to make room for some new cuts from the St. Louis Jesuits reunion album that came out about that time. I was livid. So finally, we have a pew book, Worship 3, here at Sacred Heart, that has both of those hymns. Now the psalm was Psalm 138 with the antiphon, Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forsake the work of your hands. We did a setting from Worship 3 using the general psalm tone and the refrain by Richard Prue. The Alleluia was the mode 6 chant using the tone 6F for the verse. The offertory was the hymn, O Christ the Great Foundation, an alteration of the hymn, The Church is One Foundation, that altered text written by Timothy Tingfang Lu. The tune remains the same, Aurelia. The Sanctus Magnus Dei were from Jan Vermeul's People's Mass, while the Memorial Acclamation, When We Eat This Bread, and the Amen were of the famed Danish tone. And now, here's the communion.
Thank you.
Yeah, that one needs no introduction, right? Panis Angelicus by César Franck, sung by yours truly in Robert Goulet's key, the key of F. Now, the meditation that follows has a tune that is just downright beautiful. And here it is. That hymn, O Jesus, Joy of Loving Hearts, sung to the tune Wareham. The recessional was Christ Church Shall Glory in His Power, sung to the tune Ein Feste Burg ist unser Gott, that is, a mighty fortress is our God. Now, a brief look at
what we're going to do.
Well, not counting the forthcoming hymn list, I'll be waiting for the pastor to hand me that. Here's the material that we know will be happening. The Psalm 63 setting will be from Father Samuel Weber, the Benedictine priest who, until not long ago, was stationed at the seminary in St. Louis. The Alleluia and Ordinary of the Mass will be the same as last weekend, and it'll be the last weekend for those settings. You'll hear the explanation in just a few minutes. And the communion anthem is called In the Cross of Christ I Glory, set to an early American tune called Charlestown, but harmonized by yours truly. Should be quite nice. And now, this message.
Shall we gather at the TV? Park our butts and watch the game? While we chug our favorite brewski, König Ludwig Weiss beer by name. König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high-quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing, König Ludwig, King Louis to you.
Fratres, whether you're watching baseball, football, a fight, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand, König Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louis to you.
Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew.
body cold and refreshing. Gurney Glue, baking glue to you. Hey!
Now, I did promise that I'd continue my talk on a new translation of the Roman Missal, that is, the third typical edition of the Roman Missal. But before I go on with the credo, I have some happy news to announce. Now, I'm sure a good chunk of our little snarkomaniac population has heard what I'm about to say, but for those of you who haven't, the USCCB, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, are allowing the ordinaries to give their respective dioceses permission to introduce the sung settings of the new translation of the Mass as early as September 1st and actually use them at Mass to get them prepared. Now that pertains to the sung settings. Spoken texts still have to be used according to the soon-to-expire second typical edition up until November 26th, the Saturday of the last week of Ordinary Time. Further, the bishops are allowed, not required, to let us sing the new parts so early. They don't have to if they don't want to, but they can. Now, I can't speak for every diocese. I can say this about my diocese, Providence. Bishop Tobin has given us permission to introduce the sung settings of the Glorious Sanctus in the new memorial acclamations, according to the new translation. We at Sacred Heart Church will be using the chants that have been written in the Roman Missal, the sacramentary chants. Many of these chant melodies have been adapted from those melodies of their Latin counterparts. For example, like the music to the Gloria is actually the Ambrosian Gloria with a few adaptations to fit the English text. And the Sanctus and Agnus Dei are adapted quite nicely from their Mass 18 Latin counterparts. What I did is I printed out a 2-page set of the chants, including the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Sanctus, the Memorial Acclamation, the Amen, and the Agnus Dei. The Kyrie and Agnus Dei are the same in the soon-to-expire version of the Missal as in the soon-to-come version of the Missal, as is the Amen. Of course, that's just one word, Amen. You don't need to add all these Alleluias and give praise to the Lord and all this crap. It's just Amen. Now, the only music I included that was not from the sacramentary is the Amen. I decided to use the setting adapted to the Sanctus of Mass 8. So it's Amen, Amen, Amen. And I think you've seen that in some hymnals here and there. Everything else, right straight from the sacramentary. This printout, by the way, will be laminated and distributed to the pews in time for the September introductions. The Archdiocese of Boston went a little further. Not only is the Archdiocese allowed to introduce the sung settings of the new translation as early as September 1st, the sacramentary, or missal, chants are actually being required in the Archdiocese until the beginning of the new year, as the sacramentary chants are going to be the official Mass chants for the Archdiocese. Two other archdioceses I know of, Cincinnati and New York, have actually recommended certain settings besides the missal chants, and some pretty good ones. Like I know, I think New York has introduced they're recommending the Belmont Mass, which I think is Christopher Walker's best work ever, very chant-like, very good. And I'm happy to tell you that Massive Cremation and the St. Louis Jesuits Mix and Match Mass are on neither list of recommendations. Not Cincinnati, and not in Nueva York. Thank God. I will leave links in the show notes, by the way, to the notes from Boston, New York, and Cincinnati. Now let's look at some more of the changes in what you will be praying in just 3 short months. On our last show, we got as far as the collect. So today we will take on the credo. Now, although the credo is considerably longer than the Gloria, there seems to be a little less mess to clean up. But that little less mess will be cleaned up here. First of all, the credo is now translated as credo and not credamus. I believe. Now, just 3 short lines down. Of all that is seen and unseen is replaced with, of all things visible and invisible. Again, more direct from the Latin. Read on and we see, I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. Now we go a few more lines down and we get the phrase that all the whack jobs and their 15 cousin Deej are pulling their hairs out over. Begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Consubstantial, being of one substance with the Father, along with the Holy Spirit, of course, as opposed to just being of one being but separate, you know, type thing. Yeah. So now we're going to scroll down to the lines where we bow our heads. And by the Holy Spirit. Okay, notice the word power was never used in the Latin anyways. It was always De Spiritu Santo. And by the Holy Spirit, he was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. Professor Anthony Esselin, whose commentary I linked in the show notes in a previous episode, put it best when he wrote, yes, Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, but 9 months before he was born, he, the eternal Word, became flesh and dwelt among us. Unquote. Jesus is that incarnate Word that we sing to in the hymn, O Word of God Incarnate. Or let's cite another hymn, O God Almighty Father. Second verse is, O Jesus, Word Incarnate, Redeemer most adored. Okay, enough of that. Moving on. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. Of course, he suffered and died, but he suffered death. What they did there is they brought it back to two verbs. Passus et sepultus est is what it says in the Latin. So, suffered death and was buried, as opposed to three words, suffered, died, and was buried. And rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. So now, in accordance with the Scriptures, according to, as opposed to in fulfillment, in other words, fulfilling or just merely satisfying the Scriptures. Scripture said this was going to happen, and it did. Now we go on to the paragraph about the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. Okay, that's so far is all the same. Who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified. I think before it was worshipped and glorified. And then, who has spoken through the prophets? Qui cum patre et filio simul adoratur et conglorificatur. Who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified. And notice the replacements of the word he with the word who. Not so much to neuter the Holy Spirit in this case, but who, or a qui, was in the Latin. I would have pitched a stink if this was merely to satisfy the inclusive language issue. Instead, what we really have is one big sentence to describe the Holy Spirit. But again, a qui, as opposed to anything for he. Moving on, I believe in one holy, Catholic, an apostolic church. Now this may sound the same to you with the exception of changing the we believe to the correct I believe, but what is really significant here is the addition of the commas to separate each adjective. Before it was just we believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, but we wanted to separate each adjective. We believe in one church. We believe in a church that is holy, a church that is Catholic, and a church that is apostolic. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. Confessing being a little higher level than merely acknowledging or admitting, not to mention fulfilling the Latin confiteor unam baptisma in remissionem peccatorum. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. We await it with yearning, as Professor Esselin says. Now, finishing the creed here, we go on to the end of the offertory. Singing, if any at all, is completed, and Father recites the Orate Fratres, or pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours, not our sacrifice, now my sacrifice and yours, a little more direct, meum ac vestrum sacrificium. And we offer this sacrifice for the good and the good of all his holy church. We finally restore the word holy in there. Ecclesiae sue sancte. Then we move on to the preface dialogue, okay? The Lord be with you and with your spirit. What's that again? And with your spirit. Good. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. Short and sweet. Dignum et justum est. Then Father says, or chants the preface, and we join with the angels and saints in singing, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. And the rest of that hymn remains the same. On our next show, we are going to take on the Eucharistic prayers.
And now, a random thought.
Here I am, Lord.
Oh, too late.
And now, for the first time in a long, long time, let's welcome our musical guest, Fugly. Ah, yes. Our favorite minstrel was due to make that return to Ice Snark. Fugly. Performing Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence on multiple instruments and multiple voices. Fugly comes courtesy of MusicAlley.com. And you can also find his website at povera.com, P-O-V-E-R-A.com.
We are Ice Snark. Bum ba dum bum 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 bum.
Funnier than archaic language. But less politically correct than inclusive language. It's Hymnody, an inflationary language. And here to present today's inflationary language hymn... Here is Seamus O'Reilly.
Hello there, Seamus here. And for the first time in ages, we're going to do a hymn in inflationary language. We're going to do this one here, the Christ is made the sure foundation, which contains a word that we just learned earlier. You'll hear it towards the end of the last verse. Now, Worship 3 has only three verses to this hymn, but I found a website that has all five verses. It's called Net Hymnal, and you can find it at nethymnal.org. The site used to be known as Cyber Hymnal, but there seems to be a little paranoia about the word cyber, so they watered it down to Net Hymnal. Oh, well. Here we go, the five verses to Christ is made the sure foundation in inflationary language. Christ is made the sure foundation, Christ the head and cornerstone, chosen of the Lord and precious, binding all the church in two. Holy science helped five ever, and her confidence alone. All that dead ignited city, dearly loved of God on high, in exultant jubilation, pours perpetual melody. God the two and four adoring, in glad hymns eternally. Three, this temple where we call thee, come, O Lord of hosts, 3 day. With thy wonted loving kindness, hear thy servants as they pray. And thy foolish benediction, shed within its walls alway. Hear vouchsafe, three all thy servants, what they ask of thee, 3 gain. What they gain from thee, 5 ever. With the blessed, 3 retain. And hereafter, in thy glory, evermore with thee, 3 reign. Lord and honor, 3 the Father. Lord and honor, 3 the Son. Lord and honor, 3 the Spirit. Ever 4 and ever 2. Consubstantial, co-eternal, while unending ages run.
I snark, still.
Ready, music, and fun. Access.
Coming up on the next Ice Snark TV, Psalm 95, a psalm so cool you can sing it from I-95. Stay tuned.
Ay, 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 Christus spins it whitewashed. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay,
Christus vintage whitewash.
If you haven't done so already, come and join us at Fans of the Ice Snark on Facebook. Great place to discuss the latest episodes of Ice Snark and then some. We'll leave a link in the show notes for you, as well as on our sidebar at icesnarkmedia.blogspot.com. Oh, by the way, don't forget that Fans of the Ice Snark is no longer a group site, but it's an actual fan site, mainly for security reasons. The sidebar at the Blogspot site is also updated. So feel free to click that link to the new page and simply hit the like button. Do it soon, though, because the old page will be shut down soon. I want to thank you for joining us today. Tune in again for our next episode. Our next one will be a video episode featuring Psalm 95. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Ice Snark is brought to you in part by...
Hey!
Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Ice Snark Media. Available in a Polish deli near you. And by König Ludwig Weissbier, the official beer of Ice Snark Media. König Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Christus Vincent Whitewash, the official detergent of Ice Snark Media. Guaranteed to clean out your hymnals of musical sins. Ice Snark, copyright 2011, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.